If you have your Bible, turn tonight to 1 Kings chapter number 10, verse number 1. And the Bible says, when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bear spices and very much gold and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions, that there was not anything hid from the king, which he told her not. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom, and the house that he had built, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attention of his ministers, and their apparel, and his cupbearers, and his ascent by which he went up unto the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, it is a true report that I have heard in mine own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit I believe not the words until I came, and my eyes have seen it, and behold, the height was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceedeth the fame which I heard. Happy are thy men, happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee, and that hear thy wisdom. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighteth in thee, and set thee on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever. Therefore made he thee king to do judgment and justice. And she gave the king 120 talents of gold, and of spices very great store, and precious stones. There came no more such abundance of spices as these which the queen of Sheba gave unto King Solomon. I want to preach just a little while, if not, if God bear help, on the hard questions, amen? The hard questions. As we see this, we see the Queen of Sheba. And the Bible said, you heard of the fame of Solomon. Now, we all know who Solomon was. He was the son of David. Praise God, who David had appointed to be the heir to the throne in his place. And Solomon grew up. And when it come time to him ask of God what he would have, he had a supplication. And Solomon didn't ask for wealth or riches. He didn't ask for treasures unknown. He didn't ask for prominence. He said, Lord, I pray that you take me, Lord, and make me a servant unto you, basically, is what he said. I pray, Lord, that you'll help me to lead your people well. That's what his inheritance and the prosperity that he wanted was, just be a good leader to lead the people in the way of the Lord. And he was such a leader because God blessed that and honored that. And he began to build a house for the Lord. And he began to build his house. And he put them together. And he sanctioned them. And he prayed over them. And he give them to God, and God come in, he filled the place, praise God, that Solomon had built for him, and God began to bless these people, and it got a word, got to spreading around. Ain't it an amazing thing how the word of God will get to spreading around, how the word of God can go out, and praise God, supersede and overshadow even the bad things that are happening in this world, when a true and living God gets to begin to live in real in our hearts and our lives, and we can't help it, and we don't care, and we just start bragging on him everywhere we go. Praise God. Ain't it amazing how word gets out? Amen. Praise the Lord. All we got to do is be obedient unto him. Praise his name. But the Queen of Sheba, she heard of the fame of Solomon. Now she was a long ways off, okay? She was a long ways off. Kind of like sinners in the world today. Amen. She was a long way off from Solomon. She is a long... Now, we can look at Solomon, if we want to tonight, as a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He was concerned about doing the Father's business. He was concerned about bringing God glory. He was concerned about making his kingdom something that his daddy could have been proud of. Amen. And we see this Queen of Sheba, she is a long ways off. I want to say I was a long ways off when Jesus come to where I was. Amen. I was a long way from God. I didn't have no idea how to get to him. Praise God. I'm glad to let you inform you tonight that even though I didn't know how and when to get to him, he knew where I was and he knew how to get to me. Amen. He come to where I was, where I couldn't get to him, and he saved me by his marvelous grace. But we see this queen, she heard of the fame of Solomon. And it was concerning the name of the Lord. Amen? She heard the fame of Solomon, concerning the name of the Lord. Now this name of the Lord, this is capital L-O-R-D. It's God Jehovah. It's God Almighty. Amen. She heard that there was a God up in Israel. She heard there was a God up in Jerusalem. She heard there was something that had someone up there that had power and authority and could make a difference in the hearts and lives of His people. I praise God. That is the Lord God of heaven. He can do that. He can do it then. He can do it now. Praise God. And He can do it in the future. Praise the Lord. He's still the same yesterday and forever. The Bible says He changeth not. Amen. Praise the Lord. So He's concerned named church. He came to prove Him with hard questions. Now, just like us today, praise God, we have a lot of questions. And a lot of times, even church folk, we have more questions than we have answers. Somebody talking to the other day, and they said, well, yeah, I'm ashamed to ask you, but I just have questions. I say, don't be ashamed to ask a question. Praise God. There's no question to be ashamed of. If you don't know something, the only way you'll ever find out is to ask. So this Queen of Sheba, she heard something about Solomon. Said he was a mighty man up in the land. That Jerusalem had an awesome man up there, praise God. That was a trusting in the Lord, praise, and God was blessing him and prospered him in a magnificent way. Now, from what I can see here, she wasn't no pauper. Amen. She had quite a bit of assets. But she come with some hard questions. Amen. She had heard, praise God, the Queen of Sheba had heard about Solomon. Amen. And we can see this picture of the conversion of a sinner. How she needed some questions asked, answered. She had questions to ask, all kinds of questions. I'm afraid the world that we're living in, they've got all kinds of questions that they're going in the wrong places to get the answers. Amen? We need to be directing down to the house of God and the Word of God to get the answers. Because these answers will never fail. Because if they did, then the Bible would be a failure. And the Bible is not a failure, praise God. It's actually absolutely perfect in all that it does. Because there's no errors in it. So you can believe it, you can trust it, you can take it to the bank, praise God, and make you a deposit. Amen. So he sees the queen, and she came to Jerusalem with a great train, camels, that bear spices and very much gold, precious stone. And she has come unto Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. You know, that's what sinners need to do. They just need to come before the Lord, praise God, and just commune with everything that's in her heart. You say, preacher, why should we want to unload all that on the Lord? Because He wants us to. Amen. The Lord wants us to confide in Him. The Lord wants us, praise God, to come unto Him, praise God. He said, all you weary and heavy laden, come unto me and I'll give you rest. Amen. We need to unladen ourselves before the Lord today. Amen. Just as she came, praise God, and communed with Him of all the things that was in her heart. All those hard questions that nobody could answer. Amen. There's a lot of hard questions out here today, praise God, that people are wanting to ask, but they're afraid to. Amen. But they ought to ask them, praise God. Ask the Lord. And all those that seek knowledge, praise God. And He'll answer your questions. He'll speak unto your heart. And she asked these questions, all these hard questions that she had to ask. Amen. Let me just say this tonight. It doesn't matter how rich you are. Amen. You can be loaded down with riches. But those riches, praise God, they still won't answer your questions when it comes to heavenly things. Amen. How many people do you see out there in Hollywood, praise God, that are discouraged and tore down and just totally desolate in their walk, praise God. They're looking for something. They got wealth. They got cars. They got houses. They got jewelry and all those things in the world. But praise God, they still something missing. That spot down inside them's empty. Amen. And no matter how much money you got, no matter how much wealth, no matter how much prestige, it will not fill that void, praise God, that's lacking, praise God, of the Lord Jesus Christ and that free pardon of sin and that help and that hope that comes from the portals of glory. Amen. It won't be filled by. Having riches, praise God, will not satisfy. Having riches will not answer your questions tonight. Those questions are still left unanswered. Amen. It doesn't matter. You can't take cocaine and drugs and alcohol and all that mess and sex and perversion and fill that void that's missing from the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. The only thing that'll fill that is Him. Amen. None of those others will satisfy. They may dull your senses. They may put you in a stupor, but they will not satisfy you. They will not answer those questions that you have. Amen. Solomon, as type of Christ, it says in verse 3, Solomon told her all her questions. Amen. It's kind of like your Jesus Christ, praise God. He knows what you're going to ask before you open your mouth. Amen. Praise God. That's why we just need to go to Him, knowing that He heareth us. And we know that if He hears us, we have those petitions that we ask of Him. Amen. He's listening for us continually. The Lord, He ain't like me and you. Amen. He can focus on us while He's still focusing on several hundred million others all over the country. Now, you can ask my wife. If you're talking to me, if I'm not looking at you, I probably don't hear you. Amen. Even with my hearing aids, I still have to read lips a little bit. Amen. But God Almighty, He hears you, praise God, as at the same time that He hears everybody else. And He said Solomon told her all her questions. Amen. He knew what was on her heart. He knew what she wanted to know. Hey, how in the world could you have so much power? How could you have so much authority? How could you have so much prosperity? Where does that come from? Amen. He said it comes from God. Amen. He said it just comes from God. He said, there was not anything hid from the king which he told her not. Amen. He just opened up like a book. Praise God. He began to fill her in. Praise God. And what the things was going. Him as a type of Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. He had all the answers. That's what our Lord has not. Our Lord has all the answers. Why don't we just ask Him? You say, well, preacher, I wouldn't know what to say. Praise God. Hey, we ought to be able to talk to Him just like I'm talking to you. Amen. Praise God. He's our Lord and our Savior. We ought to be able to talk. We better talk to Him. Amen. We better talk to Him. We better commune with Him. We better establish a relationship. Because we're going to need it. We need it now more than we ever have. Praise the Lord. But Solomon began to answer all of her questions. He told her all the questions and he gave her all the answers. Praise God. And the Bible said they said in the meat of it, his table and the sitting. And when the Queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom and the house that he had built, amen, she saw all. Now, she had heard things about Solomon, amen. We've heard things about the Lord Jesus Christ. But one day we're going to get to see those things face to face. We're going to get to see them, praise God, in His presence. And when Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom in the house that he had built. Does that sound familiar to anybody? I was reading that this morning. I thought, man, that kind of sounds familiar. She said she had seen Solomon's wisdom. We know the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, when he was a 12-year-old boy, he was confounding the doctors and the scholars. Amen. In the temple. That he was answering their questions. Amen. As a 12-year-old boy. Amen. Praise God. Confound them. Yeah, they didn't know what to make of this son. He said, this not Joseph's the son. Is this not the son of Mary from Nazareth? Amen. He was confounding them with his wisdom and said the house that he had built. Amen. What about the wisdom of Christ? What about the house that he built? What about that place that he's going to prepare for me and you? Those that's prepared for that place, those that's getting excited about it, those that are beginning to wonder what it'd be like when we get over there. Amen. I don't know about you. I believe I about wore out my welcome here. Amen. This is a land that's controlled by prince and power of this world. Amen. The demons and the demons of hell and the devil. Praise God. One of these days I'm going to outstrip him and I'm going to go home to that place that's prepared for me and for mine. I'm looking forward to that. It's not going to be too long, praise God, that we'll enter therein. And boy, what a glorious time we'll have. Amen. And he said, now look what she saw. She said, and the meat of his table and the sitting of his servants and the attendance of his ministers and their apparel. Now notice how she's just noticing all this stuff. Amen? She comes to see Solomon, praise God, see his power, see what makes him who he is. And she starts seeing all these people, praise God, that just lined up and they've got a place in his kingdom. They got a place in order to his power, and they're there with him, praise God. And they're being partakers of his prestige and his royalty, his glory. Amen. And their apparel and his cupbearers. And then watch this. And his ascent by which he went up into the house of the Lord. There was no more spirit in her. Amen. Think about that. Praise God. She said she began to see these things. She saw, praise God. Verse 4 and verse 5. She began to see these things. She said, and she says, and what I see was true. Amen. Praise God. She began to see this power and the spirit. And said, so there was no more spirit in her. I mean, praise God, what kind of spirit is it? The same kind of spirit that we had in us before we were saved. That spirit of unbelief. And I praise God, hey, we had heard about the good thing. We had heard about heaven. We had heard about that portal of glory. We had heard about that place that he's prepared. We had heard about the one that prepared the place. We had heard about that Savior from glory. We had heard about the power and the prestige and his majesty on high. Amen. We had heard about all those things. But we ain't seen them yet. But praise God, we believe. Amen. But she said, praise God, hey, she had to come and see. She had hard questions. She came to prove him with hard questions. She said, I got to have these questions answered. He said, I've heard this. People's told me about this. He said, but I've got some hard questions. He said, I got to go up. I got to see it for myself. Amen. I remember the night I got saved, praise God. I had hard questions. But praise God, I got to see it for myself. I got to see the power of Most High, praise God. Why? Because there was no more spirit in me. That spirit of unbelief, it was taken away. And I saw in the portals of glory a God of heaven who loved me enough to want to save a wretch like me. Amen? A wretch like me. There's no more spirit in her. There's no spirit of unbelief. There's no spirit holding her back. Amen. She says in verse number 7 that she came to see. And she said unto King, it was a true report that I heard in mine own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. She said, what I heard was true. She said, I didn't believe it. I had to come here myself. But praise God, everything I heard was true. Everything I heard was true. But listen to what she said in verse number 7. I said, I believe not the words until I came. Amen. She said, I didn't believe it until I got here. But now look what it says. And my eyes had seen it. Amen? She said, hey, I didn't believe. Hey, I believe that's what it's going to be like for most of us. Amen? We promised with heaven. We've been saved. We're going to have, the Lord promised a place, promised call us on himself, promised that we would be with him where he is. And we believe it because we have to believe in order to be saved. But we don't really recognize and realize it until we get there. Amen? We hear of the splendor of glory. We hear the splendor of heaven. We hear the magnificence of those streets of gold, those gates of pearl, praise God, in that glorious celestial city. Amen. We hear about it, praise God. We know it. We believe it because God says so. But there's nothing like when we get there. Amen. She said, hey, listen, I heard about it. Praise God, everybody's talking about it. The splendor of Solomon and the splendor of his of the temple and the splendor of his house and the splendor of Jerusalem. He said, I didn't believe it till I got here and I saw it. Amen. On these days, praise God, we'll pull up over there and we'll get there and we'll see it. Boy, we're going to... Amen. We're going to have that glorified body to be able to stand it. Amen. Because we're going to shout and praise God throughout eternity. Praise God without any ceasing, without any letting up. She said, I heard about it. And I said, praise God. And so I realized that it's true. She said, because I saw it with my own eyes. Amen. But she didn't stop there. Now watch this. She didn't stop there. She said, I saw it with my own eyes. He said, and what I saw, she said, what they was telling me. The way it was portrayed to me. She said, the height was not told me. Amen. She says, praise God, it's far more spectacular. He says, well, Queen of Sheba, he said, but Sheba said, what do you think about it now that you're here? Same like the Lord's going to do, we get to heaven, praise God. And we're looking around awestruck. Brother Kevin, all over glory. And he says, hey, listen, I know what you expected, but what do you think about it now that you're here? Amen. What do you think about this place? Did I do good? Amen. It's not disappointing, is it? I believe we'll be so awestruck we won't even be able to answer. But it's like, blah, 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 blah. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. They'll think we're speaking in tongues. We'll just be blubbering. Because we'll be in the presence of God Almighty in that glorious place. He said, now that my eyes have seen it and the hype was not told me. Amen. Say, hey, it's not even half what I expected, praise. It's far greater. Said, it's hard to believe. Amen. It's hard for me to believe. But said, now that I see it, I know what it is, praise God. I realize it's wonderful. Amen. It's magnificent. It's far above everything that I thought or expected. Praise the Lord. And that's just the place. But look what she says. She said, and I heard in my own land the accident, and I came and saw it in my own eyes and seen it, and behold, the height was not told me. And she said, thy wisdom and prosperity exceedeth the fame which I heard. Amen. Praise God, when I pulled up on this shore, from yonder shore, praise God, I was expecting something. I was expecting wisdom. I was expecting prosperity. I was expecting the good things I'd heard about. But praise God, now that I'm here, and now that I look around and I see it, it's far greater than anything I could imagine. It's far superior to anything that the old earth held, praise God, for me. It's something far superior. It's far greater. As I look around now, I see the magnificence of God. His magnificent wisdom. Amen. And magnificent prosperity, praise God. It exceedeth the fame which I'd heard of. He said, I'd heard how great it was here. I'd heard about how great you were. I heard about how wise you were. But praise God, now that I'm here, now that I've got to see it, praise the Lord, I can't even explain how wonderful it is. It's kind of like Paul when he looked up in the celestial city. He said, whether in the body, out of the body, I know not. He said, glory to God, things unspeakable. I can't even begin to imagine. I can't even put it into words how glorious heaven will be. Amen. Praise God. Wonderful, glorious place. Praise God. But then notice what she said. Amen. She said, happy are thy men. Happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee, and that hear thy wisdom. She said, the spectacular, the wisdom and the prosperity. But she says, when I look around, everybody's happy. Everybody's rejoicing, praise God. Everybody's just lifting up. Everybody's got a smile on their face. I don't see no sadness nowhere, praise God. In this glorious place, it's just happy all around. Amen. Because happiness depends on what happens. And people there are rejoicing in the Lord. Amen? We ought to start practicing that here. Hello? We ought to start rejoicing in the Lord, praise God. So when we get to heaven, we'll have a big smile on our face. You say, well, preacher, it's going to be kind of sad up there because it'd be hard to have a big smile on your face. You know you're going to have to go through a judgment seat of Christ. Praise the Lord. Hey, we're not being judged for our salvation. Amen. We're not being judged for our righteousness. That's His. When we're putting our faith and trust in Him, praise God, He's going to judge us on what we've done for Him. And if we realize who He is and where He is and His wisdom and His prosperity and what we have laid up in store for us, we can be like Him, be about the Father's business so He can look down on us with a big old smile and say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. Amen. No wonder those people were happy. No wonder everybody all around was smiling. Amen. Queen of Sheba looked around and she saw all these happy faces. Happy are thy men. Happy are thy servants. Even the ones that was busy about the task. The task that was set before them from the Lord. Amen. I believe when we get to heaven, praise God, whatever the Lord's got us doing. Amen. I believe we'll be happy about it. He said, well, preacher, I don't know. I don't like work. Hey, up there, it won't be like work. It'll be a joy, praise God, to be able to serve the Lord. To do a little something. It ought to be a joy to serve the Lord here. It ought to be a joy, praise God, to serve Him now. Praise God. We ought to be happy people. We ought to be happy servants. Praise God. Those which stand continued before Thee and that hear Thy wisdom. Amen. Praise God. They stand before Him, they hear the wisdom of Solomon. And he says, Lord, he said, maybe every time he prays, said, Lord, I just want to be a true leader. I just want to lead your people well, God. I just want to have the mind, I want to have the wisdom just to lead your people closer to you. Praise the name. So she came to the king of it, to the king of Jerusalem. Praise God. She came to get some answers. Did she get the answers she wanted? Verse number 9 said, blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighted in thee, to set thee on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever. Therefore made he thee king to do judgment and justice. Amen. Praise God. She comes to him. She comes to the king of Jerusalem. She comes with these questions. Praise God. And the king has the answers. He offers her answers. Praise God. He offers answers in perfection. Praise God. There's no imperfection in him. There's no imperfection in his answers. There's no imperfection in his stance. There's no imperfection of where he is and what he believes. Praise God. Every answer is with perfection. Amen. Not only is every answer imperfection, every answer is divine. Yeah. Amen. Every answer, praise God, is from perfect glory. Every answer is from God Almighty. Every answer is from the hope and the help that He has to give the old sinners. Yeah. All that come into Him, He's got answers for them. He's willing to answer them, praise God. In perfection and divine, in the divine divinity is in the Lord. And in His magnificent sovereignty, He is the King of Jerusalem, praise the Lord. And she comes to Him with the questions. And He comes to her with the answers. And she gets the kind of answers, praise God, that satisfies her heart. He said, you come to do judgment and justice. Praise God, that's who God is. He offers up judgment. I'm glad we don't get the judgment we deserve. Glad we don't get the justice that we deserve. But praise God, I'm glad we get mercy and grace that's bestowed upon us. And Queen Sheba, she got the answers to her questions in a splendid way, bigger than she ever imagined, praise God, this glorious king, King Solomon, his magnificence and his wisdom and his prosperity was out of this world. Amen. She come with riches and treasures, and she offers them unto the king. And she gave the king 120 talents of gold and a spices very great store, and precious stones. And there came no more such abundance of spices as these which the Queen of Sheba gave unto King Solomon. Amen. Praise God. He brought all these things and she offered them to him because he had so much more to give than she had. Amen. She wasn't given to somebody that didn't have. Praise God. She was offered back to somebody that looked like he had everything. Amen. Praise God, you can't outgive him. Praise God, but she tried her best. Praise the Lord. Amen. She done her best. Praise God. And the Bible says in verse 23, it goes on there and says, so King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. Amen. Kind of sounds like my Lord and Savior. Praise God, he exceeds, verse 23, he exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. And all the earth sought to Solomon. Right, now watch this. To hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. Amen. True wisdom comes from your heart. True wisdom comes from having a heart of love for God Almighty. Praise God. And so Solomon had the resources and he had the wisdom. He had the wisdom of God because he said, I just want to be a good ruler. I want to be a good leader, Lord. That's all I want. Amen. And what God do? Praise God. God made him one of the greatest rulers, one of the wisest men that ever lived. Amen. And he also gave him the things that he didn't have in his heart. The power and the prosperity to be a great leader. Because it takes a great leader, praise God, to lead great people. Amen. So he allowed Solomon to be this. And Sheba come up there with questions. Hard questions to be answered. Kind of type of an old sinner that needs to be saved. The hard questions they have, and how could, probably the hardest question we'll ever ask is, how could a righteous God love an old sinner like me? Amen? That's a hard question. It's a hard, but it's an easy answer. Because God Almighty loves old sinners. Paul says, who I am chief. Praise God. He loves us and He cares for us. And He's there to encourage us, praise God. We can come with those hard questions. Praise God, but that one, a type of Christ, praise God, He has all the right answers. That He loves us, praise God, and He'll help us if we'll come trusting in Him. She came and there was no more spirit in her. That spirit of unbelief was gone. And she believed because she saw. How much more do we believe? We haven't seen, but yet we believe. Praise God. And it's accounted as like Abraham. It's accounted to us for righteousness because we believe what God says. Amen. In faith, believing that we shall receive. Amen. Praise God. That the hard questions, they're being asked today, but they're being answered by the Lord. The hard question. How can we ever do this? How can we ever settle things? How can we ever have peace? Amen. God answers him quite hard questions. It's through the love of God. He makes the difference. Even old sinners, praise God, can find peace through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Praise God. He's the one. He's the only one that's able to give that. And this queen of Sheba, she praise God, she loaded up and she went back. And said, verse number 13 said, King Solomon gave unto the queen of Sheba all her desire. Whatsoever she asked, besides that which Solomon gave her of his royal bounty. So she turned and went to her own country, she and her servants. Amen. I don't believe she went back the same way she come. I believe she went back a rejoicing. Because she had come to see this great man Solomon. The reason for his wisdom and his prosperity. And she saw that it was true. Amen. A spirit of unbelief was removed from her. And she went away a singing and a whistling as a believer. Praise God. Kind of like that Ethiopian. Amen. Praise God. When Philip had explained the Word of God to him, and he asked him, said, well, here's water. What does hinder me to be baptized? And they said, Philip said, well, if you do truly believe. See, he'd been there before. Amen. But he said, if you truly believe, he said, I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, amen. And so they pulled over on the side of the road, praise God, and Philip went down to water with that Ethiopian, and they baptized him. When they come up out of there, praise God, boom, pew, clack, quick, Philip was gone. Amen. That Ethiopian looked around and said, well, praise God. He jumped back in his chariot and he headed back home. And seemed just like Queen of Sheba, praise God. When you get the Lord Jesus Christ, when you get to know the Lord, you get to go out of there, praise God, with joy, rejoicing in your step. Amen. A smile upon your face. Praise God. In a song upon your heart.